or on Tezayin Abed Aleph at the bottom. Kivin the Rov Noshim Besulos Nisos Kilo Osuay the Mayhavi. But we just said that Rov Noshim, it's almost like a Bari and Shema, because since Rov Noshim get married when they're Besulos, so her Tain is a strong Tain. So if that's the case, what's the problem? Why do you need Aiden? Let's go after Rov. Let's corroborate her time that she was a Basula because Rov supports her. Mishum Omravina, Mishum the Ikal Amema Rov Noshim Basulos Nisos. Because that Rov is weakened by the following. Enochinami, Rov women who get married are Basulos. But Miut Amonos. But there's a Miut of what's it called women who get married who are not Basulos. The Kol Hanisos Basula Yesh Lakol. Whenever a woman gets married as a basula, there's a call that people know that a basula got married. It's known. It's something that has that's what I'm looking for. It's widely known. The zuhol the ain lo call. Here there is no call, right? Because there's no edim. So something's fishy. Right? How come nobody remembers that Tzibum is a Basula? So Isla Raruba. So that weakens the Rov. Because since all women who get married Basula have a call, and this one doesn't have a call, seems to imply that she's not from that Rov. So therefore, the Rov is weakened. And therefore, you can't just go after the Rov if there's no Edim. Because if there's no Edim, there's something fishy. Because whenever a woman gets married Basula, there's plenty of people at the wedding, there should be some aid. Everybody knows about it.
This could be 30 years later.
Yeah, in a Konami. Could be 30 years later. But the Maisa should be some remembrance. Somebody should remember something. Nobody remembers anything.
Same place anymore.
What?
She doesn't live in the same place anymore. That was a long time ago.
I hear, I don't know. There could be, no, but you'll look around and she'll find somebody who remembers her wedding. It's a big wedding. People get married. It's what's it called? Most of the time, we'll see in a second. Now we're saying that everybody has like that. Most of the time, there is somebody. You dig up a witness who was at the wedding. It's always a big wedding by a first wedding. Where it says, if in fact, what's it called? There's always a call. Everybody knows. Right, so if Adim come and tell us that she was what's it called, not a basula, right? And what's it called? And there is no call over here. And all of a sudden, she finds two Adim who can attest to that she was a basula, but it's not because it was widely known or whatever. Then the Adim are obviously lying, because we know that every time that a woman gets married to basula, there's a call. And here there was no call; she had to dig up Adim. So the chara, what's it called? We should assume the Adim are shakranim. Hanasadi Shakrininu. Elam Ravina. No. The mice of the end, this is what it meant to say in the beginning. Rov Hanises Basula Yeshla Kol. Most of the time when a woman gets a Basula, gets married as a Basula, it's widely known. Most of the time, not all the time. The Zuhoil the Ein Lokol, Isra Laruba, right? And here, and there's a Rove of women who get married, Rove of the women who get married are Basulos. So we have a Rove, but we have a Rove connected that if she would have been a Basula, there should have been a call. So therefore, if Adim come, so we believe the Adim, because not always is there a call, so the Adim are Mavir, then this time there wasn't a call, but she was a Basula. On the other hand, if there's no call, then most of the time there is a call. So that Rove cancels out the Rove that of women who get married Basula. And therefore, what's it called? We don't believe her. Rashi. The Kivan Shirov Noshim Kushi. Here's a question. Yesh Lakol, Vahar Beyodim Shiotza Behinuma. It's a common knowledge, commonly known thing. The Zuohevein Lakol, She'ain Meir Olea Shiotza Behinuma. Nobody can remember that there was a marriage. Right? Lachora, somebody had a big marriage. Somebody remembers, somebody's around. If she's alive, then there's other people who are around who were the same age who are alive. Find somebody that remembers the wedding. Nobody remembers this wedding, right? So second marriages are done privately, quietly. But first marriages are big marriages. So the chorus should be somebody around who remembered this wedding. Again, that's not the Gemara's answer. It's not always happen, but it's most of the time. Most of the time, a person gets married. It's a big marriage. People know about it. Right? Here, there are Edim who are made that she was a Besula. But nobody made that about the first marriage. That's the thing. He also Edim Ahavi. Kiven the Chazaka, the Yeshla call, Harbi Hayyodim. Right? It's since we know for sure that it's always widely known, the Edim are validly lying. Because here we know for sure that people don't know, so then obviously the Edim are Shakranim. Morris says, no, it doesn't mean that always it's like that. There is a mute of marriages that people don't remember. And so the Edim, if you have Edim, the Edim aren't Vade lying. But on the other hand, what's it called? If you don't have Edim, then there's a rove against a rove. Okay. Im yesh Edim shiosa bihinuma. Morris says, the lechosh dilma mafka Edim bahai beidina, the gavya, the hodr mafka le luxuba bahai beizdin, the gavya. Chora, let's be afraid that she really has a ksuba, and she's hiding it. And she's going to use the Eidei Hinuma to collect her ksuba in one Beis Din, and then she'll go and use her ksuba to collect in another Beis Din. Rav Avol, Zoso Meris, Kosvin Shover. Right? Rav Avol said, from here, we see that you write a receipt. It's machlokis, whether Kosvin Shover or not. Right, that if the reason not to write a receipt is it's not fair to make the malveh hold on to a receipt. Right, so if you don't write a receipt, the idea is you don't get your ksuba, you don't get your halva until you hand over the shtar. Right, and if you can't hand over the shtar, then you don't get it. You don't get paid. It's not fair to make the malveh hold on to a receipt in order not to be, what's it called? Not the malva, the lova to hold on to receipt. Okay. Rav Papa Amar, okay, what's it called? So the Gemara says, Zoso Meres Kosin Shover. Rav Papa Amar Makam Shein Kosin Ksuba Skinan. No, it's talking a place where there is no Ksuba. A place where they don't write a Ksuba, they just rely on the Takonis Beis Din, Takonis Rabbanan, and they don't write a Ksuba, so we're not afraid that she's hiding her Ksuba, she doesn't have one. So she can collect only with Aiden. The Ike de Masni La Braisa. Some learn this machlokis Rav Papa and Rav Avo on the Braisa. The Braisa says the following: Ibda Ksubasa, Hitmina Ksubasa, Nisrafa Ksubasa. Right? If she lost her ksuba, or she hid her ksuba, or the ksuba got burnt up, Rakdu Lefaneha, Sachku Lefaneha, Haviru Lefaneha, Kos Shabasura, Omapo Shabasurim. Right? But when the marriage happened, they danced in front of her, and they gave her a kos, which we'll see in 1 second. All these are simonim of a marriage of a basula, right? Or they brought the map of basulim. Then, what's in Yeshla Edim, Bechad Mikolel, if they're Edim to attest to any one of these things, then that is clear that she was a basula when she was married. Then, Ksubasa Masai. As Morris says, the Lechish Duma Mafka Edim Bahai Bezdin, the Gavya Bahadar Mafka Luxubasa Bahai Bezdin, the Gavya Bah. So now the Gemara asks the same question on this Brysa. Let's be afraid that she really didn't lose her ksuba, and she's hiding it, and she's collecting with the Edim that that they have viru kos lefaneha, which is the kind of wedding that a basula has. She gets her ksuba, and then she pulls out the ksuba, goes to another Beis Din, and collects it again. He can't say I paid you because she has a ksuba, right? They won't believe him, right? The Rav Avo, on that Rav Avo said, Zoso Meris Kosin Shover, we write a receipt. So the Baal has a receipt that he paid the Ksuba. Rav Papa Amar B'makom Shein Kosin Ksuba Skinan. Rav Papa said, talking in place, we don't write a Ksuba. Morris says, what are you talking about? Ibda Ksuba Saktani. In the Brisa it says she lost her Ksuba. Master, she had one. So you can't say he's talking about a place where they don't write a Ksuba. And we're afraid maybe she didn't really lose it, but she's hiding it. Right? Where it says the Kosov La'ihu, he wrote her a ksuba. He's talking about a place where they don't write ksubas, but he wrote one. Where it says Sof Mafkel of a Gavyaba, right? Lamaisa, in the end, what difference it maketh, he decided to write it, or they always write a ksuba. We're still afraid maybe he wrote one, and maybe she's gonna collect twice. Where it says My Ibda Ba'ur. Ibda doesn't mean she lost it. It means that it got lost in the fire, and we know that it doesn't exist anymore. That's the case, same thing as Misrafa. If she lost it in the fire, same thing as if it got burnt up. So why did it say twice? The old hit me the Michael Maimer. The Maisha says over she hid it. Shemora says, the Sue Ibdalomali, what I mean the case if it's talking that she got it got burnt up. Nisrafa, what do you have to shev Ibda? What do you have to have two cases for? Elakol Ibda ki hit mina b'faneinu dami. What it means in the Braisa is if she claims it's lost, it's as if we are saying that she's hiding it. In other words, we're choshes that she hid it. V'lo yahavina lod ad da amri edim nisrafa ksuba. So we don't give her the ksuba until edim will be made that the first ksuba got burnt up. So we're not choshes, this is another ksuba. That's the answer. Versus manda masni lo abraisa kol shekena masnisa. The one who learns it on the braisa, where there it says mefer she had a ksuba and it got lost or whatever. So surely learned this on the what's it called on the Mishnah. Manda masni lo masnisa aval braisa lo kikusha. But the one who learned it on the Mishnah didn't necessarily learn this machlokus on the braisa, because the braisa it says mefeirish ibda nisrafa hitmina, right? So it doesn't sound like the ksuba was lost completely. You have to answer it the way we did. Could be that we don't have those answers. And the Braisa Taka is mashma that we write a shover. Rashi. Dilma mathki eide meidim eide hinuma kosin shover she yifra lo ksubasa tichtov lo she kibla ksubasa v'yebi yada lishos. He gets a receipt that he paid the ksuba. Zoso meris with lo commandomer ain't kosin lo v'basa. Bavabash is machlokis, whether kosin shover or not. And the main idea of ain kosin shover is not fair to make the, what's it called, the lova hold on to receipt. Rapapa omer la olam ain kosin. The nim says that sorek lishmer shover min achbarim. Rapapa says we don't write a shover. Why? Because the lova doesn't have to watch his receipt that mice don't eat it up forever. Umishi eshlo shtar al chadero, o yovi ashtar viagzirenu. Right, a person who has a shtar, and somebody owes him money, either he should bring the shtar and will collect the shtar and tear it up and after he's paid, or you don't get. If you can't produce the shtar, you don't get, because we're afraid that you'll collect twice. And then, according to this, the Mishnah is talking a place where there's no ksuba. And the Som Kremal Tsunai based it. Shetiknu l'psula masayim amana mana. Since there's no ksuba, there's nothing to be afraid of that she's going to pull out her ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba. The place, they don't write ksubas. The masni lo the ravod rapapa. Some learn this, which ravavo and rapapa said on the braisa, not on the mishnah. Hitmina ksubasa vihitovas masayim. For who omer amana is asir. She hid her ksuba, or she lost it. She can't prove she's a psula. She claims she was a psula, and he claims not. So if she can bring Edom, Rokdula for them. Yesh Edom should Rokdula for them, Beyom Nisueha. Right? So it's obviously it was a first marriage. Koshal Besura, Hamavasar Allah, Simoni Besula, Lakam Beforish Mai. We'll explain what these Simonim are. What did they do by a Besula's Nisuin that indicate that she's a Besula? Elahachi Komer, called Ibda Kamishit Mina Bafanenu Domi, Velo Gabya. Whenever she claims she lost her Ksuba, we are choshes that she hid it. So we don't believe her until she can bring proof that it was destroyed. The Hochiktani, Ibda Ksubasa, hit Mina Ksubasa. Nisrafa Ksubasa, Imrok Lufanel, the Hochi Pegusha. Omra Ovid Star Ksubasa, if she claims that her Ksuba was lost, Harihi Kamoshit Mina Ksubasa Faneno. Then that lights up a red light in our eyes that we say that probably she hid it, and she's going to try to collect twice. The ainah gova klum, and therefore we don't let her collect anything. Elam kain unless tavi hashtar, either she'll bring the ksuba. The amra nisrafa, if she says it was burnt, and the yesh edim she nisrafa, and there edim that it was burnt up or lost in some way that it's irretrievable. The hashalekala mechash lemidi tavi edim shirokdu lefaneha shezel simon lebesula v'tigva masayin. Then we collect with edim, but if she claims she doesn't have a ksuba, it was lost, we don't believe her, and we don't let her collect until she will either bring the ksuba or bring proof that the ksuba doesn't exist. Man v'masni lo de ravavo rapop abraisa kol shekein amasnisa dekivan da abraisa de toni behedya ibda ksubasa gavya va'aloka omra popa delo gavya ומתארץ לו דחדק תוני אידק סובוסה הרי היא כמו שהתמינה וכשנשרפה הוא דקו גביה ולעולם אין כוסן שובר כושגן המסניסן איקה למסני פלוקסן דרפופה דרבו למימר דמוקם שאין כוסן כסובה סקינה. Right, the one who wrote it on the Brisa, where you have to answer, right, if you say ain kosin shover, it means has to be in a place that they don't write a ksuba, or they what's it called, he wrote her a ksuba, but she has edim that it was destroyed. Otherwise, we don't let her collect. So, you know, to say that, machlokas on the Brisa is a big chiddush, because the Brisa itself says that she lost her ksuba. You have to say that it's talking in a case where there's edim that she lost it in a way that's irretrievable. So surely on the Mishnah you could say that pshat. But the one who wrote it on the Mishnah has no problem saying it's in a place where they don't write a ksuba. She doesn't have a ksuba, right? But on the Braisa it says Beferis, she had a ksuba. And it doesn't sound like it. She needs edim that it was destroyed. She's claimed she lost it. So from the Braisa it could be there's a Raya Brura that you write a shofar. And that Rapapa wouldn't have said what he said on the Brisa. So the ones who write it on the Mishnah, Lavdafka, the Rapapa would have said it on the Brisa. The Brisa, Tak is a proof that you write it over. But we don't like that Brisa. Okay.
Why not just make the payment in front of Eidim?
What?
Why not make the payment of the Ksuba in front of Eidim?
Yeah, but maybe those Eidim won't be around in the next Beis Din. That's all.
Well, yeah, you'll bring them.
What?
The guy who's being charged with paying again.
No, but she'll go Shalobafanov and another base in the Chutzlaritz and take out from his bank account or whatever. She'll bring her Ksuba. She'll bring her Ksuba and say that it wasn't paid and pay me. And he's not around, they'll take it out of his bank account. If the Mumanda Masni Pluksa Rapapa the Ravoa Masnison of Abraisalo Masniva, the Vada Shamina Mino the Kosna Shover. From the Braisa, without kvetching and saying that Ibda means we are choshes shitmina and she needs aidim shadisrafa, right, to have a makam she calls him ksubaskin, there for sure we wrote a ksuba. Ki kushin, diktani Ibda ksubasa, velo nichal shinuye shinuye dechika, le maimer Ibda ksubasa, kit mina ksubasa gomer. And if you wrote on the Mishnah, there's no raya that same machlokas would be on the Braisa, because maybe on the Braisa we wouldn't have to kvetch and say that Ibda means that it was Nisrafa, and therefore from the Braisa is a Raya that Kosman Shover. Right? Rapapa wouldn't have said what he said only on the Braisa. Okay. Yesh Edim, the Lechush Dilma Mafka Ede Hinuma Bahai Bezdin, the Gavya Vahodar Mafka Ede Hinuma Vedin Achrina. Right? Let's be afraid if she's so sufficient. She has Edim, she Yotza Behinuma, we give her 200. Let's be afraid that she'll get her 200 with these Edim and this Beis Din, and she'll use the same Edim again in another Beis Din, and she'll collect another 200. Right? What's her to stop her to doing that? Samara says, the Makam Dloef Shervade Kosman Shover, where it's impossible to do anything else, so you write a Shover. Here there's no, there was a place they didn't write a Ksuba, she has no Ksuba, she has Ede Hinuma, and she collected, then we have to write, in a place where there's no other Eid, so we write a receipt. Haviru lefonea koshal basura, my koshal basura. What is this edis? What do they do by the chasna of a basula that show that she was a basula? Omer of Adabar Ava, kos yayin shel truma maviru lefonea. They used to pass a kos yayin of truma in front of her as a simen. Kaloma, ru'u yehoi sazu lecho betruma. If she would have married a kohen, she could have eaten truma. Maskev for Papa, Atu Amona Miloach Lebetruma, and Amona doesn't eat truma. She's married to a kosher Jew, and now she can marry a kohen. What's the simin that this woman could have eaten truma? Therefore, she's a psula. And if she was an Amona, she couldn't eat truma. If she was married to a kohen, Elomer Papa Zu Reishis Ketruma. It's not a simin she could eat truma, but the truma is a sign, just like the truma is the first of the you take off Reishis Arisosei. No, that's Chala. What's it called? Truma is called Reishis. The Pasuk that Truma is called Reishis, right? Where is the Pasuk? I think Rashi brings it there. Zu Reishis Bilasa. You have the Pasuk there? Where Truma is called Reishis?
No.
Reishis the Goncha? Okay. So Truma is called Reishis. So this is her first marriage, just like Truma's the first. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chavish Shal Yain Mavirin Lefaneha. And there was another siman. They used to take a barrel of wine and pass it in front of the besula. Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava Besula Mavirin Lefaneha Stuma. By a besula, they pass the barrel closed, showing that she's a besula. Beula Mavirin Lefaneha Besucha. And by a beula, they put the barrel open. Zmora says, Amai nevid kame besula v'kame bula lo nevid. Do it by a besula, and by a bula don't bring any barrels. Right? So when they know if there was a barrel brought, they know she was a besula. If no barrel was brought, they know she was a beula. Zim in the tops of Masayim, like we're afraid that sometimes she'll grab the 200. The Amra no besula havoi. Ay v'hai delo avru kamoi isnu sehu disnasu. And she'll say that the fact that they didn't bring the barrels because they got drunk and they forgot to bring the barrel, but they really should have brought the barrel by my wedding. So therefore, if they don't bring any barrel, it's not 100% proof she wasn't a besula. But if they bring a barrel that's open, then you know if she wasn't a besula. So they made the minig to bring a closed barrel and an open barrel. So if they didn't bring any barrel, right, then it's no, then the takana was there should be some proof that she's an almana too if she was, not that it shouldn't be that they just didn't bring a barrel because maybe she can claim that they didn't bring it because they got drunk. Rashi kivin de lo efshir kagom b'makom she'in kosin k'suba the govos api edim v'yesh lachud l'shem atel v'beisen achar v'tavi edim acherim v'tigba pamshniya v'adi kasvin and shofar. In that case there's no aid, so we write a receipt. If she was married to a coin, the besula shleiman im says velo beula she tifsula coin machmas nus. She's a besula where she couldn't have been mizana, so she's kosher to a coin. Shmora says maskiflor papa mazu edus velo nisus almana atu inisus ki she almana le coin hedyet milo achla betruma. She married a coin hedyet after she was an almana. She can't eat truma, so an almana can eat truma too. Zuracious, B, loss of racious. She, this is the first, her first marriage. First time living with somebody. Zim, the tufts of Masayim, below basin. She'll grab the 200 without a basin. The kibo in la fuke mine, and the basin will try to take it away from her because she doesn't have a raya that they bought the barrel. Right? Mishum dein edim sheviru la fanela. Omris, susi disnisu. Now she'll say that really I was a basula, and they were ready to bring the barrel, but these guys got drunk. Everybody at the wedding got drunk. Right, shikurim hayu may own this yain amishne. Hilka chashda asu edim shaviru lefaneh pusa besula kamidin. Therefore, they made a takana that it should be clear whether she was an almon or besula. Right, if the barrel was closed, they knew she was a besula. If the barrel was open, they knew she was an almon. So they made the takana in such a way that it wouldn't come out to a problem if she grabbed the money and then claimed that she's a besula, even though they didn't bring the barrel. Everybody's drunk. Oh, you mean the Edim of the chasen? No, they, what's it called? They did this in the middle of the wedding or whatever, not by the chuppah. So, by after the chuppah, everybody got drunk, they've got to bring the barrel. Drunk, they've got to bring the barrel. Drunk, they've got to bring the barrel. Drunk,